Good morning, friends. The last time we met, we started talking about non-dualism and about self-righteousness, which is that position of being able to stand very firm and justified in the judgment of another person, which absolutely cripples our ability to see the other and to see ourselves with any clarity. It can seem as though the trouble is all on the other side, and we don't even get to the place of asking ourselves, what part of the problem here am I? I'm not really sure we can have that position of dualism and at the same time be looking at our own part in creating the disturbance and the separation. What do you think? Today I want to offer you a story from the Christian tradition where Jesus is able to clearly and gently reveal this hypocritical tendency in all of us to put blame elsewhere, sometimes of things of which we are guilty, and other times simply because we have powerful judgments rooted in our own minds and hearts that seem to belong to someone other than ourselves. Let us settle into that comfortable, stable posture for meditation. Seated in a comfortable way, on a chair that supports you, with your feet flat on the ground and turning your attention to your breathing. And as you breathe in, be aware of all the thoughts that may be circulating in your mind right now. Thoughts that you like and thoughts that you don't like, or thoughts about what you like and what you don't like. And on each out-breath, allow those thoughts to become dimmer and duller, and gradually, like the ripples on the top of the pond, spread out until they are more quiet. Here is a story. Jesus was teaching on the Mount of Olives, and suddenly the scribes and Pharisees brought in a woman who had been caught in adultery. Can you believe? And after setting her before them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. The law of Moses commands us to stone such women to death. What do you say?" Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger, initially giving no attention to their accusation. When they persisted, he straightened up and told them, "Let the person among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And when they heard this, they went away, one by one, beginning with the oldest, and he was left alone with the woman standing there. And Jesus stood up and asked her, "My child, where are your accusers? Hasn't anyone condemned you?" "No one, sir," she replied. Then Jesus said, "I don't condemn you either. Go home, and from now on, don't sin anymore." Instead of stepping into the judgment, Jesus' response uncovered the intentions in the hearts of her accusers and offered her a different way of life when he said, "Go now and leave your life of adultery." This story shines light into each of our own hearts and the human tendency to project blame onto others for something that we are also doing. Our meditation practice provides a place that is safe, merciful, and compassionate to look into our own lives, motivations, and actions. So in the spirit of non-dualism, in this next period of time of quiet meditation, remember your breathing and keep it gentle, and reflect on your own life, asking the question, is there somewhere in my own life where I am judging another for doing something that I am also doing, but I'm not owning it yet? The gift in this is that when we see those faults in another person, non-dualism comes with the gift of saying simply pay attention as you meditate and allow your awareness of the similarities between you and the person that you are judging to become clear. Who might this person be? And what do they reflect about me that deserves my own attention? What does this reflect about me? Allow your awareness to come with deep compassion for yourself and your own humanity. A humanity that makes judgments like all people do, but not all people take the time to be aware. Be aware. Stay aware and imagine how this awareness might be carried out into your life, maybe even in a way that expands your compassion beyond dualism. Is there anywhere you might begin today to allow this to happen towards another person and within yourself? This takes practice, curiosity, willingness, and a deep desire for spiritual growth. You can do it. Keep your practice going of meditation and curiosity. Namaste. Amen.